live set free. A woman rejoices, for her son did not die. And all these things happen when Jesus passed by. Savior, now His riches are mine. I became God's child when Jesus passed by. When Jesus passed by. When Jesus passed by. Trouble and strife, just reach out and touch Him, and He'll hear your cry, and you'll know something's happened when Jesus passed by.
Amen. I'm thankful that Jesus passed by. Amen. I'm thankful that, amen, He's still passing by. Amen. Amen. Have your Bibles this morning, the book of Matthew. Amen. Matthew chapter number 15. Matthew chapter number 15. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 21. Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto Him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But He answered her not a word. And His disciples came and besought Him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But He answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. But He answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truly, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning for Your word. We just ask You to help us, I pray, this morning. Speak to our hearts. Teach us from Your word and help us to be an able minister of the word. And Father, just give us that we stand in need of this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen and amen. But here in the book of Matthew, chapter number 15, we've got a story of this woman whose child has been sore vexed. And there is in these verses, there is some language that would probably offend most folks today. I mean, listen, let's face it. In the hour we live, it don't take very much to offend somebody. Amen. To just get offended. And we're not trying to offend folks. Tell you what Jesus was trying to do. He was trying to save them. But also Jesus, He was, I believe, not only was He trying to help the woman, but He was teaching some lessons to the disciples as well. Because what we find here, and I just wrote down at the top of the page, the children and the dogs. The children and the dogs. And you see, the Jews considered themselves the special children of God. And amen. And God had chosen them. God had called out Abraham and He had made some promises. But the children of Israel were the special ones. They were the better ones. They were the privileged. They were what they were by the grace of God. That's what Paul said. He said that I am what I am by the grace of God. And so it was with the nation of Israel. But boy, after a while of thinking about the blessings that God has bestowed upon us and how God visits us, you can get to thinking that I deserve that. God picked us for a reason. We good folks. That's why He picked us, because we better than most everybody else. And so what developed was the same thing that we see in the world that we live in today. And so they begin to apply certain terms, contemptible terms, to other nations. If they were not Jews, then they would call them contemptible names. And the most common was dog. Just dog. And so Jesus here in this passage is using this term not because He thought that this woman was a dog and below help, but because it was a common term of the time, and He, in the process of what He didn't say and what He did say, amen, He was testing her faith, but He was also working on the children, the disciples. We'll see here in just a minute some of the things that's happened. But one thing that we notice that I just want to bring your attention to is because here she refers to Him as the Son of David and speaking of the Messiah. Here in this particular place is the first time that Jesus ministers to a Gentile. This is the first time that He ministers to what the disciples would refer to as a dog. That contemptible class of folk. They're not like us. And so this is the first time that He is dealing with that. And this is a precursor to the fulfillment of what Jesus is going to do. Because, and I'll just say this here and we'll move on. Because guess what? He came unto, the Bible says, He came unto His own. He came to the children. And you know what the children did? They rejected Him. The children rejected Him. And so Jesus, I believe, in this passage of Scripture, there's some things that's going to happen. And so we're going to begin to look and see, first of all, to take a look in this passage is the dog, the woman. That's the language that He used. That's what the disciples, no doubt, thought about her. But we see her suffering. And it was vicariously her suffering. Because it wasn't her with the problem. It was her child. Many times, parents would rather that the suffering would be on them than on their children. If they could but bear their suffering, they would gladly take it upon themselves if their children could be whole. And that's where this woman was. That she didn't come asking Jesus for herself. She came asking for her daughter. And no doubt her daughter was going through a great time of suffering. But amen, but sometimes those parents, those that are suffering vicariously, go through as much pain and agony as the one that's in the actual dilemma. Especially when it's children. Boy, parents. Amen. Parents go through it with their children and they suffer and it breaks their heart. And they would do anything in the world if they could make a difference. But they can't. Boy, we do anything for our children, but amen, we find that as life goes on, a lot of times the farther we go on in life, the less we're able to do. But amen, what we do is we do what we can, and amen, we leave the rest with God. And amen, that's what she did. She did everything that she could, but here's what she heard about. She knew Jesus was coming. She knew where Jesus was going to be. And so she came and she brought her need and her daughter's need. She brought them to Jesus because she was suffering. When we think about suffering and we think about Jesus, you know, when we suffer because of someone else, as I mentioned here, vicariously, she's suffering because her daughter's suffering. What makes that suffering great? Well, it's in proportion to how much we love that person. That's what does it. That's how come it's parents and children. When children suffer, it breaks mom and daddy's hearts and grandparents' hearts. And they do everything they can because it's that love that they have that causes them. Listen, there's a lot of other folks suffering that we don't know about. You know, we go on about our business and they, we don't. And we may say we hate it. But listen, it's different when it's one of us, when it's our. See, it's in proportion to the love that we have. Amen. Well, think about that just a minute. Because you know what the Bible tells us about God? That God is what? He is love. Why did Jesus suffer? Why did He go to the cross? Why did He suffer the things that He did? He didn't do it for Him. It wasn't because of anything that He had done. He didn't suffer because of any sin that He had committed because there was no sin found in Him. But amen, He suffered for me and He suffered for you. How could you suffer the way He did? How could you take the sin of the whole world upon you? Amen. It had to be because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. It had to be a great love wherewith God loved us in Christ Jesus, and Christ submitted, amen, to the Father because He too loved us. Amen. He loved us. And amen, this woman loved her daughter. And she was willing to come to Jesus to try to find some relief. And so we see her pleading in prayer. It begins in verse number 22. And when she came, she asked Jesus, she said, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou Son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." So her first petition is, in verse 22, is just she says, "Lord, have mercy upon me." She's in real need. She needs the mercy of God. We need God's mercy. We need for His mercy and His grace to work and to touch. And so this is her petition. Now, let's remember who she is in this thing. She's the dog. I mean, that's Jesus is going to mention here in a minute. Because of the common time, she's the dog, and she's coming to Jesus, and she said, "Have mercy on me. I need you to heal my daughter, to touch my daughter, to deliver my daughter." In verse 25, we see again, she says in verse number 25 that she came and worshiped Him, meaning she fell down before Him, and she said, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me." Now Jesus said in verse number 24, this was the first thing that He said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But amen, that didn't make her leave. She didn't go nowhere. She fell down before Him and she said, "Help me. Help me." Her heart is breaking and she's looking to receive help from the only place that she knows that help can come. And so she said, "Help me." Jesus was reserved. It tells us that he didn't answer her a word. Start with, I mean, he didn't say anything. You know, we ask somebody for something, the boy just like to ignore us. Well, just take my toys and go to the house. But see, Jesus was dealing with her and he was dealing with the disciples. Because see, when he didn't respond, she didn't stop. She needed help. There was one person in all the world that could help her with what she had need of. It didn't matter what else was going on. She was going to stay. She was going to be persistent to see, trying to get that need that she had because she knew Jesus was the one that could help. And of course, when he spoke, he said, "I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Now he says this, but I want us to notice about the children in verse 23. Because the children, we ain't got just the dog, we got the children that's there. And in verse 23, "But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us." Okay, so if we put this in the form of we got the dog, and we got the children. And the one that's supposed to be the dog is pleading with Jesus for mercy and for help because, boy, her heart's breaking and broke. And she's got a daughter that's in great need. And there's nobody that can help her but Jesus. And she comes. I cannot help but wonder if the disciples in their conversation, because they came to Jesus and they said, they didn't come to her and say, "Why don't you help her? Why don't you help her?" I mean, in terms how we talk, would not that have been a Christian thing to do? Why? That's not what they said. That's not what they said. They didn't say help her. And I just wonder, as they was walking along there following Jesus, if one or two of them made a remark. Comes one of them dogs. Because that was the common thing. That's what they talked about. That's how what they called them. That's how they felt toward them. You know, and in their conversation, maybe the reason Jesus even used the word was because of the way the disciples were talking and he heard what that was going on. Say, I don't know, but maybe. He knew what the thing, but it does tell us that they came to Jesus and they asked Jesus, they said, "Why don't you send her away?" This is the disciples following Jesus. And she's got a need. She's got tears flowing down her face. She don't know what to do except to come and to lay hold of Jesus and to plead for mercy and grace. And the children say, "Send her away." Jesus said, "You know, I come for the house of Israel." And amen, he did. But amen, he was rejected. But I tell you what, Jesus said that he tells us that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen, yeah. Amen. That's who he was looking for. And so, what we see here then is we see the children. Well, what do they look like? What does the children look like in this passage? Well, they look kind of cold and indifferent, don't they? I mean, we would probably say some of them hard-hearted fellers. And you know what? In all actuality, they were in a lot of ways. They were still hard-hearted. God was still working on them. I'm glad He still works on us. A lot of times things happen in life, and we can probably look back on our own life and look and say and see that, son, I was kind of hard-hearted right there. I kind of didn't handle that the way I should have. That wasn't very Christian to me, the way I took care of that. But the disciples, amen, they were the children, but they were unfeeling, they were cold, amen, and they just came to Jesus, and they requested of Jesus, they said, "Send her away." And what did the dog do? The woman who was considered a dog, amen, she came in the most tender of ways. And she asked Jesus to heal and to touch and to help. Amen. With tears and with everything that she had within her yearning for delivering of her daughter. She said, "Help me. Help me." It tells us after she said, "Help me," in verse 26. "But he answered and said, It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." Well, I thought about that. If folks in 2024, they'd have been done. Boy, I tell you what. But you know what? The reason they'd have been done is because they just didn't recognize the great need they had. Because the Bible said that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've missed. If anybody in this world could look at us and we could be compared to a dog in their sight, it would be Jesus. There was no sin found in Him. You can't say that about any of us. But He said this. And like I said, I can't help but believe if the disciples hadn't already been saying, whispering some of these things, these words. And I wonder if when Jesus tells this woman that, if the disciples say, "There we go, get her on out of here." I mean, that's what they wanted, send her away. And so when Jesus tells her this, I can just see the disciples kind of poking out their chest and boy, puffing up and pride raising up. But see, like Jesus does so many times, He's not just dealing with the woman. He's not just trying and testing her faith, but amen, He's dealing with the disciples. Because He's fixing to do something. Amen. Because remember, He hadn't been ministering to the Gentiles before, but amen, He's fixing to. He's fixing to. But she was in great need and only Jesus could help. And all of these things, it didn't deter her. Why? She had a daughter that was grievously vexed. And Jesus was her only hope. I was kind of reminded of the prodigal son who left home. And he made it all the way to the hog pen. And he was ready to say, "Boy, I wish I could just eat with the pigs." But the Bible said that he came to himself. And when he came to himself, he said, "I'm going home." But there was an attitude change in his life. There was a place that he came to and he said, "I'm going home, but I'm going to tell my daddy I'm not even worthy to be called a son anymore. Just let me be like one of the hired servants. You ain't even got to recognize me as your son." Oh, but daddy was waiting on him. He was waiting on him. But listen, he had to come there. This woman was a lot like that boy. Say what you want to. I'm coming to Jesus. I've got a need, and only Jesus can help. If you think I'm a dog, that's fine. I need you to help me. And listen, boy, she's got a petition, because here's what she says next. She says, "Truth." Boy, howdy. You know what? She was just looking for Jesus to help. She said, "Truth." But she said something to Jesus. And in the Bible, there's a couple of different words used for dogs. And here, this word here that Jesus used and that she used speaks of puppies, little dogs, little pets. There were some wild dogs that ran around in the city in different places, and that word's used for different things. But here, she says, "Truth." She said, "But Master," she said, "but the dogs get the crumbs that fall on the ground." And what she said was, she said, I'm not asking to take away anything from the children. All I'm asking is just for a crumb from the Master. That's all I'm asking for. I got a daughter that's in great need, and Jesus, You're the only one that can help me. I'm not trying to take away from these children. I'm just looking for a few crumbs." Now then, you got these men that's back here, whole hard-hearted fellas that Jesus has been speaking with this woman, and them thinking that they were, you know, we would say high and mighty or whatever you want to call it. But she said, I'm looking for the crumbs. Jesus smiled at her. I believe He did. I believe He smiled at her and He said to her, "Great is your what? Your faith." Your faith. And you know the petition that she had? Amen. She went back home because Jesus had passed by that way. And never before had Jesus ministered to a Gentile. But amen, He did that day. Oh, and He's been ministering a lot since.
Amen. He came to Israel. Amen. He did. God had a plan. And it wasn't, amen, I've said it often, God didn't call and choose Abraham to the exclusion of everybody else, but He called and chose Abraham to the inclusion of everybody else. That was God's plan. And amen, here it was, God's plan. This woman, she came with a great need. And she asked Jesus. And so we see in verse number 28 the glorious success that she had. O woman, great is thy faith. Why did she succeed? Well, we could say, well, it was her persistence. Well, she was persistent. And the Bible does teach us to be persistent. But why was she persistent? Because of her faith. She recognized and she believed Jesus, and so her persistence grew out of an unbounded faith in Christ as the great deliverer of mankind. Amen. He is the only hope for us and for mankind. This woman knew He's the only hope. And she came. She said, say of me what you will. She said, I just need mercy and grace from the deliverer, from Jesus. Jesus, she said, I'm just asking for some crumbs. And listen, she got some crumbs. She got some big crumbs. Jesus answered, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very... Can I tell you, things changed in that house. When Jesus shows up, things change. Here was her cry. Though everything that was said about her, Jesus heard her petition. And her cry there in verse number 25, she said, Lord, help me. You know what? When one of the children was sinking after he stepped out of the boat and he started to sink, you know what his petition was? I mean, I think he used the word save. Lord, same as Lord, save me. You see, he was working on both sides. He was working on that woman's heart and he was working on those disciples' heart. He was molding and changing them even as he works on us today. God, help us to know that we can come to God and we can find mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. If we'll come as this woman did, amen, and she humbled herself and she came and she cried out and God heard. If you will, if you'll stand with us and as we sing, if you have a need this morning, pray that you come. Bye.